RNZ Pacific, Mālole Soifua, I'm Moira Tuila Epitaylor with the news. A resort owner in Rarotonga believes traveller fatigue has dampened demand for the reopening of the Cook Islands bubble. The first flight of double vaccinated passengers is set to take off at 8:45 from Auckland. Tata Crocombe, who owns the Rarotongan Beach Resort, says bookings have been below what he had hoped and expected.
The little opening that we got last year for about 12 weeks, it was a stampede. You know, as soon as the market opened, it just boom. There's no stampede this time. This has been very muted, very measured, very slow.
Tata Crocombe says his rooms start filling up from April onwards. The Kiribati government has reopened the country's border with new updated travel procedures. The government closed its international border late in March 2020 to keep the island population of approximately 140,000 people safe from COVID-19. All arrivals into Kiribati will be controlled through the entry point on South Tarawa. All incoming passengers will be required to provide proof of vaccination, COVID test results, and will be quarantined upon arrival. Extra quarantine days for travellers from high-risk countries will be imposed in line with the new updated travel protocols to safeguard Kiribati from COVID-19. A memorial service has been held in Solomon Islands for 14 people who went missing at sea on New Year's Day. A boat carrying the group, including 9 children and cargo, left Gizo for the Shortland Islands in Choiseul Province, but failed to reach its destination. Terence Zudu, who knew some of those missing passenger, said hundreds of people gathered in Gizo St. Peter's Cathedral yesterday to pay their respects.
The whole public is totally affected by the incident, especially with the young children and all that. They were all there, everybody was there, whether they were related or not, but everyone wanted to show their support for the families. And Gizo being such a small community-based township, you know, everybody knows everyone.
Solomon Islands police have confirmed 2 bodies of a woman and a child have so far been recovered. Fiji has reported 7 more deaths and more than 400 new cases of COVID-19 in the community. This brings the total number of COVID-19 cases in isolation of both the Omicron and Delta variants to nearly 5,000. Fiji's government has also confirmed 205 COVID-19 patients are in hospital. The death toll in Fiji from COVID-19 is now 721. Tonga's parliament was sworn into its first session of 2022 yesterday. All 26 members of parliament took their oaths, including the incoming Prime Minister, Siaose Sovaleni. A response to King Tupou VI's speech opening parliament on Tuesday was to be tabled and expected to be read by the King. Lord Fohe is one of 12 new members of parliament following last November's national elections.
I swear by the Almighty God I will serve His Majesty the Bo'ono, the Sovereign of Tonga, and defend the integrity and holiness of the Constitution of Tonga, and act with integrity to progress the work of Parliament. I, Lord Fohe.
Buckingham Palace has announced that Prince Andrew's military titles and royal patronages have been returned to the Queen. The Duke's roles will be distributed among other members of the royal family. He will also no longer use the title His Royal Highness. The decision comes as he faces a civil case in the US over claims he sexually assaulted a woman when she was 17, which he has consistently denied. In a brief statement, the palace says Prince Andrew is defending the case as a private citizen and will not undertake any public duties. A German court has sentenced a Syrian colonel to life in prison for crimes against humanity in a historic trial. Anwar Raslan was linked to the torture of more than 4,000 people in Syria's civil war in a jail known as Hell on Earth. The trial in Koblenz is the world's first criminal case brought over state-led torture in Syria. Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet praised the conviction as a landmark leap forward in the pursuit of truth. Many protesters and opponents of the regime were rounded up and detained in the Al-Khattab facility in Damascus, where prosecutors say Mr. Rawson directed operations. The British security agency MI5 has issued a rare warning that a Chinese agent has infiltrated Parliament to interfere in UK politics. An alert from the security service said Christine Ching Kui Lee established links for the Chinese Communist Party with current and aspiring MPs. She then gave donations to politicians, with funding coming from foreign nationals in China and Hong Kong. It comes after a significant long-running investigation by MI5. One of the MPs funded by Ms. Lee was senior Labour MP Barry Gardner, who received more than $800,000 from her over 5 years. Mr. Gardner said he had always made MI5 aware of the donations. In sport, the all-white striker Chris Wood's move from Burnley to Premier League relegation rivals Newcastle United has been confirmed. Wood has signed a 2.5-year deal with Newcastle paying Burnley $50 million for the 30-year-old. Wood has scored a club record 49 league goals for Burnley. Two-thirds of the Warriors NRL squad have tested positive for COVID-19 at their Brisbane base in recent weeks. Coach Nathan Brown says while most players have recovered, three are still in isolation. Brown also confirmed some players were yet to be fully vaccinated. The NRL season starts in March. And Greek tennis world number 4 Stefanos Tsitsipas says world number 1 Novak Djokovic has been playing by his own rules and has put his bid for a 21st Grand Slam title at risk by not following Australia's COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Novak Djokovic has been made the top seed in the draw for the Australian Open tennis tournament, even though it's still not clear if he'll be deported. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.